It is Morning Edition from NHPR. Thousands will gather in the Upper Valley this weekend for an annual fundraising event for Norris Cotton Cancer Center at Dartmouth-Hitchcock. For many, it is a time of celebration, but this past year has brought controversy around how money raised by the Proudy has been used. NHPR's Preeta Green reports.
86-year-old Merle Skotanis of Grantham has had cancer twice.
I survived prostate cancer in 2006. And then I survived lung cancer in 2014, just 3 years ago.
The doctors took out 20% of his right lung. After surgery, this was one of his chief concerns.
I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to participate in the Proudy.
The Proudy. It started in the early 80s as a small cycling ride to raise money for cancer research. But over the years, it's grown to include far more people and more sports as well. It's now a cycling, walking, rowing, golfing bonanza, for lack of a better word, in the Hanover region. About 4,000 people participate. For reference, that's about twice the population of several of the towns on the event's cycling route. Skotanis had been riding in the Proudy for several years, and he wasn't ready to stop. So, after his surgery, he bought a bike with a small electric motor and a portable oxygen supply that he could stick on the back. He made it up every hill, even the steepest on the course.
I came up that on my electric assist bicycle with supplemental oxygen. Got to the top, I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. I just had to rest a moment and savor that.
These are the kinds of stories people tell about the Proudy. It's not just an event, not just a ride, they say, but something with real heart, because so many people have been touched by cancer in some way. It's also one of the big social and recreational events of the year for this region. This makes for a busy season for Omer and Bob's bike shop in Lebanon. On Thursday, Alondre Williams was tuning up one of the many bikes the shop plans to rent for the event.
This week has been really crazy since Monday. So we're working on a lot of bikes, and we do expect a lot of bikes to be rented out for the race as well.
But the Proudy's popularity is also why a controversy this year about how Dartmouth-Hitchcock was using funds from the event caused such a stir.
Painful. It was painful.
That's Jean Brown, the event's director.
The Proudy is here to do good and raise money and help fight cancer and support Norris Cotton Cancer Center. That's our only purpose. So it was tough.
Last fall, the former director of Norris Cotton Cancer Center sued Dartmouth-Hitchcock, saying he was illegally fired after he objected to how donated money was being used. Donors expect Proudy funds to be used for cancer research and to help cancer patients with things that insurance doesn't cover, things like massage therapy and help with transportation. But it came out that Dartmouth-Hitchcock had used $1.6 million in Proudy money, along with other donated funds, toward basic operating costs to pay for things like salaries and equipment. That was not welcome news to many who had donated and participated in the past. Here's Skotanis again.
I was very disappointed. I've known, some of the administrators at Dartmouth-Hitchcock and at Dartmouth College, and I was terribly disappointed in it.
He says he heard from many of his teammates for the event with questions about what was going on, and he says he thinks it impacted the Proudy's fundraising ability, at least in the short term. Ultimately, a judge dismissed the former director's lawsuit, though his attorney continues to fight that decision. State regulators determined that Dartmouth-Hitchcock hadn't broken any laws in its use of the funds, but the Cancer Center has sought to publicly clarify how the money will be used in the future, and it's now a written policy that the center's director will be in charge of deciding how the funds are used. Jean Brown, the Proudy's director, says over the past several months, the response from donors and participants has been mixed.
Earlier in the spring, I think it had more of an effect. I would for sure answer questions. Now, I'm not hearing anything. So it's like, regardless of whatever went on, we are now past it, and let's remember what the Proudy does, because the Proudy matters.
Last year's event raised more than $3 million. There's storms in the forecast this Saturday, and many of the routes have had to be changed after floods last weekend damaged roads in the area. But Brown hopes none of that dampens this year's festivities. For NHPR News, I'm Breecha Green.